Hello, and welcome once again to NaturalDocRadio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here today with Dr. Herb Slavin. And as usual, we have very important information and education into a different viewpoint with regard to maintaining your good health. Hi, Dr. Slavin.
Hi, Janet. Now, over the previous sessions we've had, we've talked about the vaccines, big topic. GMOs, another important topic. And these things are constantly in the news. It's not like when we stop talking about it, they stop becoming news. But probably one of the biggest areas, or at least of concerns to people, is how to prevent heart attacks.
It's a huge area of concern for most Americans and literally around the world.
And what we're going to say might sort of go against some of mainstream medicine's recommendations.
Did you say might?
I qualified it a little
all
bit.
All right. Okay.
But there was a 20-year-long study involving women that came out with the top six lifestyle factors that predict heart attack risk. And the highlighted word here is lifestyle. This is how you prevent every illness, is paying attention to your lifestyle.
Very, very important for people to understand that we are not talking about deficiencies in pharmaceutical medications. We are not talking about certain very heroic, invasive procedures. We're talking about choices that you make on an everyday basis.
And I'm going to go through some of those six recommendations that came out of the study. And I think we've heard many of them, but there's some of them might be new to you. For example, I think everybody agrees no smoking is a good thing.
Very, very important. And people need to understand that one of the effects of the nicotine is constriction of your blood vessels. And that is very important, along with the concept that tobacco smoke actually creates free radical damage.
Another one, of course, is a normal body mass index. And why is that different than just your weight alone? Because what they found is that your percentage of fat is actually a more accurate predictor of heart attack than just your weight.
Very important, and people are becoming more and more aware of that. The other part of that is the fat stores in people's bodies put unnecessary stress on different organs, including your heart, but those fat stores are also full of toxic debris, and that toxic debris wears down the ability of your body to function properly.
Also, eating a healthy diet, but people don't really understand what that means. Everybody has a different definition for a healthy diet.
That's true. As doing nutrition counseling, what I see very frequently is people telling me the profile of their dietary choices, and they're qualifying their explanation saying, I eat a very healthy diet. And when I find out the details, I wouldn't necessarily put it in very healthy category.
Well, let me add my two cents to a healthy diet. You want it to be organic, because in that way you avoid all the pesticides, you avoid the genetically modified foods. You're going to avoid, well, no, you wouldn't necessarily avoid packaged foods, but that's what you do want to avoid, packaged foods with a healthy diet. You want to eat everything as fresh as possible and keep sugar and carbohydrates down to getting them out of vegetables.
Okay. That's an important recommendation that you just made, Dr. Slavin, getting those nutrients from vegetables. You didn't say my most unhappy phrase, fruits and vegetables, because those two food categories aren't equal. Vegetables need to be in a much higher range intake than fruits on a daily basis.
Another category, getting at least 2.5 hours of exercise each week. Of course, everybody's definition of exercise is different as well.
Okay, so for some people, very, very heavy cleaning would fall in the category of exercise. For some people, they're walking on a regular basis. That's what they like to do. And you do need to evaluate the increase in heart rate and respiration to kind of evaluate the quality of the exercise that you're doing.
Now, this is one that probably nobody's paying attention to, and that's watching television 7 or fewer hours per week. I almost said per day.
Ooh, 7 hours a day. Okay.
I'm sure there are people out there that fall into that category.
7 hours a day?
Yeah.
Ooh, gee. One of the things that I'm thinking is a lot of people, one of the suggestions that I make to people is exercising in front of the television. So they get kind of engrossed in what they're watching on television and just continue their exercise routine. So it could be a treadmill, it could be an elliptical, it could be just walking in place, or it could be an exercise routine that you've got down pat and you do it in front of a television.
And the last two, of course, no smoking and limiting alcohol intake to one drink or less per day. And that's a controversial area.
It is.
I think the area of controversy ends with 2 drinks or less a day.
Right.
I think when you go over 2 drinks, then there's less controversy. But here's why this is important. First of all, we didn't mention supplements. We didn't mention drugs. Now, supplements, I'm a firm believer in supplements.
Why?
Because you can't get all your nutrients from even the best of diets. But the flip side of that is, you can take all the supplements in the world, but if you're not following those 6 steps we just mentioned, you're not going to get the real benefit from the supplements.
And that's the whole point. They're supplements. They're meant as an addition to a very focused, high-quality lifestyle.
So I want to read off those 6 again real fast so you remember them, and then I'll tell you what happened when people follow those. So you have a healthy diet, keeping your percentage of fat down, getting at least 2.5 hours of exercise each week, watching television for 7 or fewer hours per week, not smoking, and limiting alcohol intake to 1 drink or less per day. So the women who adhere to all 6 guidelines lowered their heart disease risk by 92%.
92%? Oh my goodness. Wow.
So based on that, researchers estimated that more than 70% of heart attacks could be prevented by implementing those 6 guidelines. Now, let's not leave the men out. They did a study looking at the same guidelines in men, and they found that it could prevent nearly 80% of first-time heart attacks in men. Now, with respect to the body mass index, it should be noted that your waist-to-hip ratio, is another way of looking at it, is a more reliable risk predictor because it reflects visceral fat, and more reliable still would be an accurate assessment of body fat percentage. So, those are the 6 things that you can implement immediately and lower your chances of a heart attack. But you know what? If they did this study looking at cancer, or looking at diabetes, or looking at almost any disease associated with getting older, you would find a major benefit.
That was one of the things that I was going to bring up, that this would cover almost every issue that people seek out a doctor's support regarding. But the other thing is emotional psychological help. It's very, very interesting because there's information out there about heart attacks being related to an extreme anger response. Is there anything in that article about anger or emotional psychological health? Because that's a biggie, I think.
And clearly stress plays a big role with any disease. And I was just, when you mentioned that, I was saying, I wonder if it matters what type of television you're watching.
Okay.
That may play a role too. If you you know, get angry at something you see on TV. That's why some people don't like to watch the news.
Well, it's a very kind of frustrating and kind of negative viewpoint that you see time and time again reported on the news. It's about crime.
Yeah.
And so that induces fear. I mean, there are just so many different aspects of the news that wreak havoc with our psychological well-being.
So we just wanted to pass along those six steps you can start immediately. And in future programs, we'll get into the specifics of what a healthy diet is, more specifically, what type of exercise you should do, what does a good percentage of fat is. No smoking, we don't have to explain that, I hope.
That's true. And
I know what the question people are going to ask is, how about an electronic cigarette?
And unfortunately, I don't have any very good information other than I recently read about a gentleman suing a company because the batteries exploded.
Well, that's a bad thing.
That's a very unhealthy thing.
I think when they first came out, everybody said, boy, this is a great alternative. But now things are starting to crop up and putting a question mark as to just how safe these electronic cigarettes are, not because they explode, but because of what you might be inhaling with them.
And I'm going to do a 180 and go right back to the emotional psychological mm-hmm. thing and say for people to do things on a routine basis that make them feel calm, things that make them feel content. And one of the possible recommendations for people to learn about, two possibilities, meditation and possibly doing some yoga poses. It's very interesting how demanding some of those physical poses are, which would be very good from a muscle standpoint, and it's very interesting how calming some of those activities are, meditation and yoga.
And we're going to conclude today's session, but before we close, I want you to think to yourself of those six things I mentioned. And if you can't remember them,
listen to this broadcast again.
Right. There's something more you have to do.
And so thanks very much, Dr. Slavin. I think we did a very, very positive service to our listeners' good health. And to our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back again soon.